Hey, if you're a film buff, you may want to head to Goshen over the next 3 days where they're hosting the Riverbend Film Festival. The festival will show both short and feature-length films and give you an opportunity to meet and speak with some of the actors, writers, and directors. Yesterday, I had a chance to speak briefly with Carrie Lee Kendall, the entertainment coordinator for the festival, as she was doing some final preparations to assure that things run smoothly. I began by asking her how she and her colleagues were feeling ahead of today's opening.
We are so excited to host the Riverbend Film Festival here. You know, this is its 15th anniversary and our inaugural year hosting it in downtown Goshen. We're very excited.
And I know you've got a lot of community involvement as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All of the downtown businesses, the Goshen Theater, Art House Theater, the City of Goshen, everyone's behind this wonderful festival. And it's always a collaborative effort here in Goshen when we have such big events.
And how many films are showing throughout the course of the festival?
Well, during the 3 days, we are screening 47 films. The majority of them are short films, and we have 4 feature films that we'll be playing as well.
All right, well, let's talk about the feature films. I know the first one, Thursday evening at 6:30, The Flying Dutchman. What's that about?
Well, it's a feel-good movie, a documentary, and it's by local filmmaker John Helmuth. So we're super excited to be hosting that film, and then also he'll be doing a Q&A afterwards. And it's a story about exploring life and taking some time to reflect on life, and a couple buddies taking this road trip across the United States.
And we should point out that all the feature films actually have a Goshen connection, right?
Yes, we're very, very lucky that during the inaugural year that we have so many films that are connected to the Goshen area or Michiana within the last couple of years that have either been made here or that have been screening on the festival circuits.
Okay, this second feature film, The Looking Glass, that plays Friday at 5:30 p.m. Tell us what that's about, would you?
Yes, that is a film by award-winning director John Hancock, and he's actually from the Michiana area as well. His film is about a grandmother who's going through some changes, Alzheimer's changes, and her granddaughter who comes to live with her, and their beautiful relationship.
Friday night's a busy night for the film festival because you have a second of the features showing, Sandcastles, at 8 p.m. on Friday night, the story of an impoverished family wrestling with the mysterious return of a now-mute sister who was kidnapped and held captive for over a decade. That sounds kind of dark.
It is. It is a drama, and that film has made quite a splash on the festival circuit for independent films over the past year, and that comes to us by a writer, producer, and actor, Jordan Hodges, who's originally from this area as well, and this film has been so well received, and this is starting to get quite some critical acclaim, and so we hope people can come out for that show as well, and Jordan Hodges will be in town for a Q&A after the show.
Yes, again, and let's talk about the final feature film, People, Places, Things. This has certainly garnered a lot of attention. It was nominated for the Grand Jury Prize for Best Dramatic Film at the Sundance Film Festival last year. What's it about?
Yes, that is brought to us by director and writer Jim Strauss, who's out of New York now, but originally from the Goshen area. He's a Goshen College alum. This film is just such a fun, feel-good film. It's a dramatic comedy, what we call a dramedy. It's about a graphic novelist who has relationship problems and eventually divorces and takes care of his children and figures out life during those changes and reconciles with his wife and her new husband.
And again, that film will be followed by a Q&A session, this time with director Jim Strauss. And that's one of the things that's really great about a film festival.
Yeah.
Oftentimes you're watching a movie and you go, I wonder why they made that choice, and will have an opportunity to ask those questions.
That's what I love about film festivals. You can really get to know the filmmakers and have some time to talk to them and not just talk specifically about these films, but why they chose to pursue the art of filmmaking and storytelling and what inspires them.
All right. You mentioned earlier the short block film series. I was interested in this. You're dealing with specific topics like life, connections, love, and there's one of animated shorts as well. When are these airing?
Those will be airing throughout the festival, and some of them will be airing several times. So if you actually go to our schedule that's on the riverbendfilmfest.com, you'll see all the different listings of the blocks of films. I'm really excited about the short films that are going to be playing because we are an international film festival, And so we have films from all over the world and every genre you can imagine, from young student filmmakers to award-winning filmmakers. So there's quite an eclectic array of films.
All right. Well, I want to touch on one last thing before I let you go. And I know that, you know, a lot of people are really excited about this event and maybe they just can't wait to get started. You have coffee talks at Ignition Garage. Tell us about that quickly, if you would.
Yeah, the coffee talks are actually at Ignition on Friday morning at 10 a.m. and Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Friday morning will be Jordan Hodges, will be our featured guest, and on Saturday morning will be Jim Strauss, our featured guest. These are free to the public to be able to come and learn about these filmmakers, the work that they've done over the years, and what inspires them. And it's just a great time for people who are fans of films or maybe a young filmmaker who wants to come and meet our guests and ask questions and learn more about the process of their art in filmmaking.
Well, Carrie Lee, I want to thank you so much for your time. And I guess, I don't know if I say break a leg. I know that's a theater term, but we wish you the best of luck with the film festival.
Thank you so much.
That was Carrie Lee Kendall, the entertainment coordinator for the Riverbend Film Festival, which begins this evening in downtown Goshen. You can get additional information on showtimes, locations, and ticket costs and other festival activities, including today's event launch at riverbendfilmfest.com.